I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Information about COVID-19 changes constantly, and deaf communities need accurate and up-to-date information. Find out how one ministry is providing it. Plus, when the Soviet Union fell, many Christians rushed in to help. Unfortunately, so did many false teachers. We'll unravel that story in just a couple of moments. But first, the World Health Organization first declared COVID-19 a global health emergency at the end of January. To date, there are nearly 2 million infections, over 460,000 recoveries, and half the world is under some kind of lockdown. Coronavirus updates and best practices are constantly changing as health experts gain new information. But communication barriers make prevention difficult in deaf communities. So deaf ministries like DOOR International are stepping in to help. DOOR's Rob Myers tells us.
Teams that are typically involved in Bible translation are trying to give other vital information to these deaf communities by translating information that they're receiving about COVID-19. When you enter a deaf community, you have to take a holistic approach. You need to serve a wide variety of needs. And in this case, one of the biggest needs is information access about what's happening in COVID-19.
Normally, DOOR teams around the world translate God's word into sign languages and plant deaf-led churches. As these believers adapt to help deaf communities fight the coronavirus, pray for creativity, wisdom, and God's favor.
The world is ready now more than ever to hear about the hope of the gospel and the hope that Jesus brings to us.
Next, radical Islamic threats are draining the brain and the Christianity from the northern part of Kenya. Terrorist group Al-Shabaab has been incurring into Kenya out of Somalia over the last few months. Bruce Allen of FMI explains.
There have been attacks specifically against Christians, So they are targeting the teachers. They're saying, if you can recite the Shahada, the Islamic profession of faith, we let you go. If you can't, we kill you. And in the last few months, more than 30 teachers have been killed in those counties.
The response, Allen says, has been for teachers to demand transfers out of these counties. But the departure of these teachers means that students won't have access to good education or a biblical worldview. And because of this, FMI believes the time is ripe to plant churches in this part of the country. Allen says,
Kenya is a very young population. The median age is 20. If we can capture the attention of the Kenyan youth, if we can present in relevant ways the gospel message, that will be a big boon for Christian ministry in that area.
And communities in the former Soviet Union are struggling with the need for theological training. Eric Mock from the Slavic Gospel Association explains that conflict in the area left many communities without access to biblical resources or knowledge of the gospel.
And what we found is that when the fall of the Soviet Union occurred, that they were hungry to know more, but with the inrush of those wanting to come into the former Soviet countries, came all of the different teaching.
SGA is combating false and inadequate biblical teaching with Bible schools throughout the former Soviet Union. They're sponsoring three schools that provide graduate-level training as well as other Bible training institutes.
SGA is committed to serving and equipping the church. And that is really key. What that means is we want these schools to be nationally led and nationally multiplying. So these schools are set apart with now incredible national teachers, of which we've helped.
SGA is supporting these schools as they train pastors, worship leaders, and Sunday school teachers. So would you pray for more students to receive the theology training in the former Soviet Union?
I was astounded as I realized that so many of the ministries, even though well-intentioned, have not taken the time to really develop a great foundation in theological training.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional written by women for women, and it uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.